You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Oh, it is the Justin Wayne Show, and thanks very much for joining us. Why do I always seem to start with something in my throat? There we go. Lovely, lovely people out there in the radio internet world. This is Justin Wayne. Hope you're having a good evening. Thank you very much to Pete Renzullo for two brilliant shows. He is a producing machine over there. If you haven't listened to that time of the month, that is our voting show. If you go to RecharGeRadio.com, you can vote on your song for that, your favorite that time of the month tune. And there are four songs in there. Five. Why don't I know that? We'll go to RechargeRadio.com, check it out. It's on the right side, and you can vote yourself. If you haven't heard that yet, you can hear it in the Listen Again player. It's every weekday, every Wednesday at 6:30, right before Pete Renzullo's Close to Nowhere, which was just before now. It is 8 p.m. It is time for it's time for my 2 hours. I was just speaking with Randy of Titty Bingo, other manager, whatever. Randy. I was just speaking with Randy. Let's just call him Randy. And we were talking about the music that's coming out these days. Of course, Arcade Fire winning album of the year at the Grammys recently, and Mumford & Sons being a huge hit at the Brits and the Grammys. They played as well. But just sort of homegrown, organic music. And we're going to talk to a man called... We're going to talk to Kevin of Silver Sound Audio, or Silver Sound Productions, in the second hour, about some more of that, because he is into that as well over there in Philadelphia. Right now, let's get into some music before I talk any further about magic things happening on tonight's show. Hello to Rodrigo and Randy in the chat room. Hi, guys. It's Jake Morley right now. Going to kick off the show with a very organic tune called Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Once again, it is the Justin Wayne Show, and you're listening to Recharge Radio Wednesday night.
I've been busy hitting targets, working overtime. If you could just give me a little raise, lose my job, look for another job, so I can promise X, Y, and Z, yeah, you can count on me, time for me.
defining me.
This is Recharged Radio.
Goodbye, LA. Goodbye, LA.
I never thought I'd be the one here waiting. I never saw the signs. California.
Way to start off the show. I gotta say, that was a couple of fantastic tunes. I had it really, really loud in the flat. Jamie's not here. The wife is not here. I can turn it as loud as I want. Right! That's what happens when you let, what is it, something about the cat, when the cat's away, the mice will play? But the cat's here, so the mice are still playing, because he's deaf. Sorry, you wouldn't get that if you didn't know that my cat was deaf, and he's here. So that just sort of ruined the first metaphor. But anyway, that was right there was Green River Ordinance. I don't think that stuff is still up on Noise Trade, actually, even though they said they were just pushing it for a week. I'm pretty sure that their album is still up on Noise Trade. So if you had actually just head to greenriverordinance.com, you can find out more about them and how to get that tune. That's, of course, Goodbye LA. I spent I spent a summer in Los Angeles and was very happy to leave. And I know that I have a lot of friends and listeners in Los Angeles. So hello to you. I know that it can be a beautiful place, and there are brilliant sides and slices and bits of it. But as a whole, not a big Los Angeles fan, I got to say. Got to tell you that. I'm just going to say it. I don't like Los Angeles. I think it's a weird and strange city, warped, as it were, smooshed. It's sort of like you threw New York at a... If you took New York, pretend it was an egg and threw it at the wall, that would sort of be Los Angeles. And then it sort of, I don't know, festered and grew because it's bigger. Right. Enough about that. I also wanted to play another track for you from another I don't want to say down-home sort of a band, but sort of... I don't want to say grassroots either. Organic. I just like that. Yeah. Kevin Frank of Silver Sound was saying organic, and I like that. Organic music.
Certified organic music right here. This is Skittish. They're from Minneapolis and St. Paul. This is called Welcome to the Circus. You're listening to Recharged Radio. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Welcome to the circus, where you are put on display. Don't be so nervous. You really don't have a say. You barely open up your eyes. Had no chance to have a life. Replace the monkey in this rotating cage. Welcome to your new
We'll be right back. talk to the man I
was just on Chicago Acoustic Underground this past week. That he over at chicagoacoustic.net. If you go check out Michael Teach's show, he does live. He brings bands in and does live sets with them. And they mentioned me because I was the one that sent them over there. And I actually got them when I was doing the Insomnia Radio Chicago episodes. And that's how I came across them. But now I'm playing them on the Justin Wayne Show because they're brilliant. So there you go. We've had a little choir action. We've had some fiddles. We just had some strings, some violins. Also had some just a lot of grassroots sort of music. Wow, that was very thoughtful and insightful, wasn't it? Right. Yes. So next tune, let's continue on with the acoustic wonderfulness. This is A Wonderful Day. It's Chad Neves. Chad Neves on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
It's a Wednesday. It's a wonderful day. Sun is shining brighter than I can ever remember the way you always say, don't let the sun burn your star. I wanna take a picture, but I can't move that quickly. So happy, don't let the summer end today. Let's just play. Cause it's a wonderful summer's day. Playing the rain, not everything's going my way. So they say, just tell me we're here to stay. Won't go away, cause I wanna do this every day. It's the evening, it's coming in. I have had a drink or two or three, and we're on the floor. I'll dance some more. I try to get a lady to love me, but it's not easy when you're ugly. Find a pretty lady that's an easy lady and hold your breath. Pass me another glass. I can't remember when I saw you last tonight. It's our night. Cause it's a wonderful summer's day. When the rain, not everything's going my way. So
still mine at the end of summertime. I don't know why I left you from my mind. Give me some time, I will show you through my mind. You be mine. Cause it's a wonderful summer's day. Playing the rain, not everything's going my way. So they say, just tell me we're here to stay. Won't go away, cause I wanna this every day.
Justin Wayne podcasting all over the planet. Justin Wayne, he's got your independent music fix. Justin Wayne,
it's the Justin Wayne Show.
Saturday soldier, tune in to a world on fire. Your friends tell me you're lonely. I told them, look, the man's just tired. Your arms thicker than sunshine. Your eyes brighter than mine. Hold on, Saturday soldier, I need you for Saturday night. I know that you get lonely. I know that you must get so tired. You don't know how you saved me. I swear I must be made of fire. Your arms thicker than sunshine. Your heart stronger than mine. Hold on, Saturday soldier, we need you for Saturday night. Saturday night. Saturday night. My friend, I'll never leave you until you say to run, run away, run away.
What a brilliant track that first aired ever on the Justin Wayne Show last October. That album is out now. If you head over to auditoriummusic.com, you too can be the owner of Be Brave, which is a brilliant album. Something different, something new, something old and something blue. I don't know why. Why? Why do people say that? Where did that ever come from? Anyone know? Anyone in the chat room? Where does that sort of marital thing come from? Where does that come? I'm interested and intrigued. But do head over and pick that up from Spencer J. Berger at Auditorium. We were going to do, we should still do this because we were going to play the album in its entirety because it's so good, and we're going to have Spencer in the chat room. Let's do that very soon, Spencer. Let's get together. Let's do that. Let's make sure we get you on and doing that and stuff and things and stuff. Next artist is brand new to the show a couple weeks ago. This song is brilliant. It is a single. It is out now. You can find him if you type in Lester Clayton into Google. So do that. He is in London and he is brilliant. This is called Flowers in My Mind. Going to sort of cruise on with the cool, chilled, acoustic vibe of this week's organic, certified organic, Justin Wayne Show. I probably shouldn't say that. There's probably some legal ramifications if I say it's organic and it's not. So, uncertified organic. Let's say that. It's the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
With what we've got, if you're trying to get your hands on the lot, you want too much, 'cause we've got enough. Bide your time as you stroll by, watch the melodies of life play under perfect skies, attract the wildlife from the street side. Yet you say we have it tough. It's just a lovely life we live through, but I can't seem to keep up with the times. Life's hard and a struggle, yes it's true, but I'll be fine with these flowers in my mind. The treetops, see the rain pouring like drop, 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 just like your tears, the vibes you fears. Fight for your life to find the upside, it'll be fine, just have faith in design. The grass is green on both sides, and the sky will be clear.
See Mrs. Logan, she died upstairs. She wasn't lonely though, 'cause there's no heaven when you put an end to all your cares by blocking it all out. She killed her husband with the kettle last year. She wanted it over, he wanted coffee. She couldn't take any more abuse, could hardly leave the house for black eyes. I'm glad he's dead, now I can live my life. Compared to back then, I love this prison. I'll play pool with a psycho or two. We're having rabbit stew tonight. So things are going good, it's like Hollywood. I get my sex from the gods, I carve them things out of wood. If only I knew things could be this good, I would've killed the bastard years ago. So things are going great, I lost a stone in weight. I hit the gym, I take a swim, I watch the telly till late. If only I knew that things could be this great, I wouldn't bother trying to run away. I'm living for the life of prison.
never let me out. Debts were getting massive, I was getting frightened. And every time the bailiffs came around, I'd pretend there was no one home. I'm glad it's all gone, now I can live my life. Compared to the outside, this place is heaven. Pay-per-view, I got my satellite too. I watch a double bill with Corey tonight. So things are going good, it's like Hollywood. I get my sex from the girls, I cut them things out of wood. If only I knew things could be this good, I would have killed the bastard years ago. So things are going great, I lost a stone in weight. I hit the gym, I take a swim, I watch the telly to win. If only I knew things could be this great, I wanna bother trying to run away. Things are going good, it's like Hollywood. I get my sex from the gods, I carve them things out of wood. If only I knew things could be this good, I would have killed the bastard years ago. So things are going great, I lost a stone in weight. I hit the gym, I take a swim, I watch the telly to late. If only I knew things could be this great, I wouldn't have bothered trying to run away. I'm living the life of prison.
The Hat is a track that came, well, it didn't, it's not Rodrigo de Sá's, but Rodrigo de Sá sent it to me. We saw John Byrne live at the 12 Bar Club when he was here last April, and it was absolutely fantastic. What a gig it was. John Byrne and the Victims. That there, of course, just a little solo track by himself, Living for the Life of Prison. Yeah, just a really good track. He writes about the dark side of life very, very, very well, and very much appreciate him for that. So cheers to you, Mr. Byrne. Good stuff. Yeah, so we also heard Lester Clayton back there. Lots of cool acoustic stuff. This is a little more, I don't know. I want to say it's just a little more full with different instruments. Like this one's string sections and rhythmic percussion. And these guys are going to be coming to the UK in May or June. They are out of New York. Brand new track to the show. They're called Capillary Action. This is going to be the track of the week this week. The reason being, well, one of the reasons being, Colin, the new percussionist drummer for the band, used to go to high school with me, and actually he graduated with my younger brothers. So Colin is an extremely, extremely talented musician. I might say extremely twice because it's true, and he is the drummer for this band, but he is not the sort of, well, what was I going to say? No, he's not the sort of front man to the band, but well, the man that I know. So I will tell you a little bit more about Capillary Action in just a moment. I'll let you listen to the song. It's called Sweepstakes. This was Colin's pick to play on the show today. So yeah, there you go. Once again, Sweepstakes. It's Capillary Action, and you can find them if you want to check them out right now. CapillaryAction.net. This is the Justin Wayne Show. Track of the week on Recharge Radio.
I
Right, there it is. Track of the week this week, Capillary Action. Started at Oberlin College by Jonathan Pfeiffer. Lots more information about them, as well as the record that is... They're actually recording another record right now. I just saw on their Twitter that they've just finished another song, so that's cool. You can get the record at capillaryaction.net, and they're going to be coming to England and the UK very soon. Let's see what if I could push the... Anyway. So that's... You just head over to capillaryaction.com, get more about them, get more information about them there. Great. Let's move on. Hope we're doing well. If you are in the chat room, or if you're listening live, and you have something you want to hear, do just chuck it through in the little... that little box there. Even if you're listening and you can't get into the chat room, do this, right? Head over to tourdates.co.uk/TV and go to there, and you can be an anonymous coward in the chat room. Sometimes the Recharge Radio link doesn't allow you to type in there. It makes you put your makes you log in, which only takes a couple of minutes. But if you really want to just be an anonymous coward and you still want to chat with us, that's absolutely fine with me. Just head over to tourdates.co.uk/TV and listen there. And it'll be magically delicious. Stolen another thing, haven't I? Stolen another trademark from someone else. The legal bill is getting pretty high this particular episode. So, better start donating lots of money to me somehow. Haven't sorted that out yet. Right. It is... I was just looking on my Facebook page, and it is the OK single launch tonight. They haven't sent me the single, you bastards. I'm just kidding. Send me the single now. It's Lego. It's called Lego, but you won't hear that now. You're going to hear two tracks from them. The last single is going to come first. It's called Perfect World. It's a minute and 55 seconds, which means we have enough time to play another OK song. So you're going to hear two back-to-back OK tunes right now. First is Perfect World. Second is called Tell the World. Two brilliant tracks to celebrate OK Singlach. If you are in Club Ilverbach, which must be somewhere in... somewhere in South Wales. I think it's in Cardiff. No. The other one. Swansea. I think it's in Swansea. I should know that. Not a proper British person yet. But anyway, Tell the World. Perfect World. Then Tell the World. It's the world. It's okay. Telltheworldok.com is where you find them. It's Justin Wayne Show. Play some music. Dang it. Space. Could it be that we're looking down from another?
I can see, 'cause I never found the time, but most of the time found me. Yeah, most of the time found me. For me to say, and the things I should have done, 'cause now they've been blown away. Yeah, now they've been blown away.
Oh my goodness, I'm having way too much fun this evening. I hope you're doing well. Oh, that's right. That is right. Goodness, I forgot. We've got a bunch of interviews coming up. Obviously, second hour of the show, we're talking to Kevin Frank of Silver Sound Productions, who did the Philly Music Network Silver Sound Showcase, was part of one of the people behind that, John Solomon Band winning that, and we're going to interview the John Solomon Band in the coming weeks and months as well. So that interview is going to be coming up in a few weeks, as well as we have an interview with an interview with Lewis Elliott, who used to play for a band called Rialto and now plays for his own solo project, which is Lewis Elliott and the Embers, and they are playing next Saturday. So we're going to talk to Lewis next week about that gig. It's a big Cornwall craziness sort of a gig here in London. It sounds like a really fantastic time to be had next Saturday, which is March 5th. So that's going to be happening. And his album is out called Kitto's More, and I have a track bouncing around here somewhere. I've been having trouble. I've got the Dropbox going. I don't know if you've got been to Dropbox.com and sorted yourself out one of these things, because we have three computers around the flat. Sometimes it makes it easier to just sync these things up. But having said that, it is working, and I've got it because I was doing some production on the other computer earlier today, and for some reason this has become the broadcast computer, and the other one's become the production computer, which is probably a good thing. Probably a good thing. Right. That's more information than you needed. However, we're going to hear from Lewis Elliott and Embers now. We're going to speak to Lewis next week, which is going to be fantastic. We're also going to speak to a woman who you have heard already on the show. She is called Rachel Golding. Let's hear from her after Lewis. So two tracks back to back, going to be interviews in the coming weeks. This one first. Once again, Lewis Elliott and the Embers. If you go to Lewis Elliott with one T and one L, right, in Elliott. Elliott. Yeah, so if you go to lewiselliott.com, you can find out more about them. You can stream the entire album on that site. It's also right now available for purchase, so you can do that as well. But hear them now. It's called Runaway Night. This is the lead-off track to the album. And yeah, let's do it. Right on. Right on, brothers and sisters and childrens. This is the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
Tunes and ice cream van. I wrote a song for you on the back of my hand.
If you follow me, we can jump the lights of a seaside town on a Saturday night. And when you hold me tight, it feels just like when you close your eyes on a motorbike that carries us into the night. Run away, my heart. Well, the sun went down and the sky turned red. I could feel the pull of that unbreakable thread. See the white horses falling to their knees, and we'll sail away out of everyone's reach. Just like when you close your eyes on a motorbike that carries us into the night. Run away. You can hang around at the water's edge, but if you wanna fly, you gotta jump from the ledge. And when you hold me tight, it feels just like when you close your eyes on a motorbike, it carries us into the night. Run away, my.
Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evening.
Then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven,
not controlled.
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
That Rachel Golding right there, fantastic stuff. We're going to have her on the show in a few weeks. She's got loads of gigs and stuff coming around, and she's always coming up to London. She's actually down in Brighton, which is one of the huge hotspots of music that's just blowing up and doing fantastic things and all that sort of thing, stuff. Do you know what? And the other thing I almost forgot to tell you about is Joe Dosh, our video editor, is also a brilliant comedian. And, I knew this a long time ago, and he sort of said to me the other day, he said, maybe I should do something for your show. And I was like, oh, yeah, you should. So he has done, and we're going to hear from him in just a moment. I know there's a couple of my Montana friends, because Joe lives in Montana, so a couple of my other Montana friends are interested to hear what he's got. He's got a little thing about one Sarah Palin, and it's hilarious. So I hope you're looking forward to that. We're going to play a tune from a band I saw with the Little Philistines single launch, when they launched Hot Phone. This band is called Bordeaux, with three X's, of course. Also a fine wine. Not with the three X's that I wouldn't have thought, but, should be. But anyway, this track is called Bursts of Static. You can find them, I know they're at myspace.com/Bordeaux with three X's. Go check them out. They're a brilliant band. They were so much fun to see live. And, I'd go up and shake their hand like a little schoolgirl, like a little excited person, like a little music fan, the music fan that I am. It's fun to be a music fan, isn't it? It is. It's so much fun. So we're going to do this tune. We're going to play Joe's comedic bit. And then we're going to jump into the second hour of the show with some gig guides and some interviews with Kevin Frank. So right now, it's Bordeaux. It's called Bursts of Static. You're listening to The Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio.
This is Recharged Radio.
This is Joe Dosh for the Justin Wayne Show. I'm over here in the States. I understand the show is based in the UK, and it really, really depresses me that you guys over across the pond have to know who Sarah Palin is. You know, our apologies. So, you probably heard about the shooting we had of that Gabriel Giffords, and how, you know, Palin basically ordered a hit on the poor woman, and I follow everything Sarah Palin does because I hate her, and I gotta fuel the rage fires every day before they go out. And I noticed that her response was she wrote a little paragraph on her website saying that she and her husband Todd were both praying for Gabriel Giffords. Now, I have a serious question. How long do you think Sarah Palin prayed for this woman? 20 minutes? You know, an episode of Seinfeld on DVD worth of time? 10 minutes? 5? Did she go down to a church? Did she just stay in her house? Did she take a knee? Did she say her prayer out loud? Did she just think it? And if it's the latter, you know what that means? That means in America, you can be a pseudo-political fascist bitch and order a hit on somebody, and an acceptable act of contrition is to think a sentence. And you know what the best part is? She probably didn't even do that. Here's how I see it going down. Dear God, please pray for the soul of Gabriel. Wah! Wah! Oh, I gotta go. My grandson is crying because my ugly daughter doesn't know how to take care of it. This has been Joe Dosh for the Justin Wayne Show.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.